Rules about panhandling may get tougher here in Santa Fe under a new proposal that's making its way through the city council. On Monday, the Finance Committee discussed a measure that would make it illegal to conduct what's being called passive panhandling on medians in the roadway. That's where a person either sits or stands with a sign indicating that they are looking for a donation. After some questions to the city attorney, city councilors on the committee asked for further refinement of the measure from staff. The city already bans active panhandling in medians, but passive panhandling is still permitted. Water use here in the city different has inched up. The per-person water use in the city was higher in 2011 than the previous year. Two residents on the government's Water Conservation Committee say that it's an indication that the government needs to get serious about enforcing rules and identifying ways to save water. Santa Fe's per-person water use had been about 168 gallons per day back in 1995. That dipped to 103 gallons a day in 2009. Last year's figure rose to 105 gallons per person per day. The proposed development of the state office complex at La Solaris near I-25 and Cerrillos Road may be still up in the air, but the administration of Governor Susana Martinez has lifted a requirement that the property include a new rail runner stop. The administration has until November to decide whether to go through with a land deal. They have already been given several extensions on a deadline for making a decision. Mostly sunny skies today with a high temp near 90 degrees. I'm John Califf. You can read about these stories and more by picking up a copy of today's Santa Fe, New Mexican.